All right, how's everybody doing? Kind of loud. How's everybody doing? Okay, like I told the kids this week, on a normal Sunday, you know, you kind of come in with reverence because this is the house of the Lord. We came to worship Him, and we're going to do that in just a second. But this is sort of a blended service. This is VBS slash Sunday morning service. So it's going to be a little louder than it usually is. And I was trying to tell the kids this the other day, and I got really loud at one point, and a few of them about fell back over the pew. They didn't know you could do that in church. But we're going to sing. They're going to get up here and sing and dance and lead us in worship in just a few minutes. But I want to thank everybody that's here. If you're here to support one of these kids that are here, to see what they learned and to watch them lead in worship, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate y'all so much. First of all, just for letting them come and be a part of VBS. Of all the things that our church does in a calendar year, VBS is one of the most important to me, and I think to everybody in the church, because we love the kids in our community, and we're constantly looking for ways to reach out to them, share the love of Christ with them, and so VBS is such an important part of what we do every year. And listen, it takes a whole lot more than just me. It takes everybody in the church, and everybody comes together. So if you were on the kitchen crew, if you were a group leader, if you were one of the youth helpers, if you were a rotation leader, no matter what you did, or if you were just a prayer partner, prayer support, and you prayed with us leading up to this, I want to thank you so much for everything that y'all did to make this happen. So, let me kind of describe what we're going to do, all right? First of all, how about this look? Y'all liking this? I think Anna had the line of the weekend. I was talking about how it doesn't quite fit just like I would like it to, and she's like, yeah, Brother Grant, you look like you beat up a kid and took his Halloween costume. And I would have been more offended if she wasn't so correct. I mean, that's really what it looks like. So, thank you for that sympathy laugh. I appreciate it. All right, so we're going to have fun today. We're going to begin with prayer in just a moment, and then Brother Robert's going to come up and lead us in a couple of worship songs. We're going to worship the Lord, so I want everybody to realize, let's not miss an opportunity to worship God, because He is worthy of all of our worship and all of our praise. So we're going to worship Him. And then after we do about three of our normal worship songs, then we're going to bring these kids up here, and we're going to do three of their songs that they did with Concrete and Cranes and VBS the last couple of days. It's going to be fun. And then we're going to have sort of a group Bible study together. It won't be the typical sermon. And everybody said amen, because I preached for like 3 hours last week. I said, you cannot go on vacation anymore, because when you come back, you don't ever quit talking. So it won't be that long this morning, I promise you. But it's going to be good. It's a good lesson, good word for us. Anytime we open the Word of God, it's good. It's beneficial for us. And so I hope you came ready to worship. I hope you came ready to hear from the Lord, because I believe He's going to speak to us through His Word and through this worship. So let's begin with prayer. If you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You. We thank You so much for this opportunity to gather together in Your house with Your people, Lord. And I pray that You would inhabit the praises of Your people. I pray, God, that You would just anoint this place, anoint these people to worship You in spirit and truth, to have the freedom, to have the focus, to put away the distractions, Lord, and just focus on You and give You the worship and the praise that You deserve, Lord. And then I pray that You would speak to us through Your Word. Thank You so much for what You've done in VBS so far and what You're going to do. We love You, Lord, and we pray all this in the holy name of Jesus. If you agree with that prayer, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Robert is already up there.
It has been so good to be here and be a part of Bible school with the kids. It's amazing to hear them pray, to hear them quote scripture, and they know a lot more than us grown-ups think they do, I tell you. So thank you, kids. it's for being here. We're gonna sing a couple of praise songs first, and the first one is Glorify Thy Name, and that's what we're here, every time we come, we're here to do that. The kids have been lifting up the name of Jesus this week, so let's sing Glorify Thy Name. Stand if you would.
Oh, Come on.
Didn't they do good, y'all?
Yeah.
All right, so we have had, let's see, what all stations do we have? Y'all help me out. What all rotations do we have? We had crafts. Okay, if you led crafts, if you led that station, raise your hand. Thank you so much for that. All right, music. If you helped lead that, raise your hand. Thank y'all. What else did we do? We ate. If you helped in the kitchen, will you raise your hand? Thank y'all so much. Food was excellent. We played. We had recreation. If you helped with that, raise your hand. Drew's got his hand up at the back. Connor. Cooper, I don't know why you have your hand up. He was here in spirit. He was praying for us. All right. Love you, Cooper. What else? My rotation. What did we do in my rotation?
Bible study.
Well, that's what we're going to do right now, okay? We're going to have another Bible study together with the whole church family here. And we're going to do something fun. We're going to have a little challenge for y'all to do in just a few minutes. So y'all get ready for that. But first, I want to review what we learned Friday and Saturday so far. Well, first of all, let's put up the motto. The motto for VBS, I think that was the first. Okay. We'll come back to that.
Technical difficulties.
Do y'all remember the motto? Well, raise your hand if you remember the motto. Okay. Say it real loud.
Jesus is our strong foundation.
Yes, Jesus is our strong foundation, right? Concrete and cranes, Jesus is our strong foundation. So that's the motto of the whole thing. So that's what we started off with. And then it was going to go like that, right? But as Tristan pointed out, right now the wind's calm, everything's fine. But when a storm comes in life, all right? So y'all show me the storm. Show me the storm. Come on, jump in there. What happened? Admit, believe, and confess. First of all, you admit that you're a sinner. We covered that in the first lesson, remember? All of us, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All means all, right? Every one of us. We have fallen short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. When we admit that, now we don't just admit it like we're stating a fact. To admit it means to admit it to God and repent of it. Anybody have any idea what repent means? If you do something against your parents, your brothers or sisters, or one of your friends, and you hurt their feelings or something, you have to go to them and say, I'm sorry, right? Yes, thank you. This is a participatory experience, y'all. So it's okay to talk. So we go to them and ask for forgiveness. Well, we don't turn around and do the exact thing the next moment that we just apologize for. If we do, they're going to say they weren't really sorry, right? So when we admit that we're sinners, we don't just admit it, we repent of it. So that means if I'm walking this direction and I realize, hey, I'm going the wrong way, I'm living in sin, somebody just said it. Turn around. You got to turn around. To repent means now I'm going God's way. I'm going God's direction. So you admit and repent of your sin. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he came to set us free from our sin, to save us from all the craziness that our sin causes in this life, and to free us from the punishment that we would face in eternity because of our sin. The only thing that frees us from that is faith in Jesus. So we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on our behalf, but he didn't stay dead. The stone rolled away, and he rose on the third day. Amen. He's living. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, and someday he's going to return again. Amen. We believe that, right? So if you want to be a Christian, admit you're a sinner, believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the only way to find forgiveness and to make it to heaven someday, and you confess Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, what do you think is the difference between those two? Youth helpers, y'all got any idea? If we confess him, I'm putting you on the spot. If we confess him as Savior and Lord, what's the difference between the two?
Nothing.
Okay. The Savior saves us from our sin. Jesus, as our Lord, he determines what we do after we're saved. So he's in charge, right? We're not in charge anymore. The world's not in charge anymore. Who's in charge of our lives?
God.
Right. If you're a Christian, God is in charge of your life now. So that's how you become a Christian. It's beautifully simple. Okay, it's not complicated. There's not a bunch of hoops to jump through. It's admit, believe, and confess. All right? So whether you're the littlest kid that was here going through VBS, all the way up to all the moms, dads, grandparents, great-grandparents, everybody that's here, if you've never accepted Jesus as Lord, and there's a big difference between just saying, I believe there's a God, and I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he's the only way to heaven, he died to take my place, to forgive my sins, and I accept him as Savior and Lord. Huge difference between those two, right? If you've never accepted him as Savior and Lord, you can do that today. Whenever we have any type of service, we do an invitation at the end of it, a time of response. And I tell everybody, you're not responding to me, just responding to God. If God is leading you to respond in any way, if you realize you're not a Christian and you'd like to be one, you can come up here and talk to me or talk to one of these adults that have helped with VBS, your group leaders. We would love to talk to you about it, pray with you about it. If you're an adult, same deal. There's no shame in realizing, you know what, I've never made that decision before, and I don't want to go another day, another minute, another second without knowing that I know that I know that whenever this life is over, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. That's a comfort. It's a joy in the life of the Christian, and you can experience that. That offer is available to all. All right? So, Brother Robert, Diane, if y'all come up and lead us, we're going to have a time of response. Everybody else, if you'll stand to your feet. You can respond in any way you want. If you just need prayer, any way that the Lord is leading you to respond to what you've heard this morning, you can do that at this time. Brother Robert.